What My Best Friend Did, written by Lucy Dawson and read by Georgia Maguire. Can you tell me what's happened, Alice? Says the calm voice on the end of the phone. My heart is thudding, squishing around in my chest, making it hard for me to breathe. I can feel the thump-thump of it in my ears. It's my best friend, I gasp, my voice rising involuntarily, shrill with fear. I think she's tried to kill herself. I look at the smashed whiskey bottle at Gretchen's feet, shards of glass mixed in with the scattered pills. Please, someone needs to help her. I manage to stay coherent enough to give them the address, and then with my useless, rubbery tubes of fingers that seemed to bend off the buttons seconds ago when I dialed 999, I hang up, slip-sliding the phone back into the holder. Then it's just me and Gretchen, in the quiet of her sitting room. Despite the fact that it's early evening and people in flats and houses all around us are probably getting home from work, tiredly kicking off shoes and putting on kettles, there isn't a sound in here. Everything has gone eerily quiet. No TV, no radio, no sign of life. I back up, not taking my eyes off her, and when I feel the wall behind me, I sink to the floor. All I can hear is my own ragged breath as I try to get it under control. Gretchen is seated, not with her usual sassy poise, but slumped in the corner where two walls meet. One knee is hitched up, her head is lolling forward, and one arm is stuck out rigid. She looks as though she's had too much to drink and, from standing, has now just slid down the wall gracefully to a stop. There is a sticky, sickly smell of alcohol in the air and a dark pool of it by her feet, dotted with confetti-like small white pills. I can't see her face. Her long, wavy blonde hair is covering it. She is silent and still. I don't know if she's unconscious or, oh God, dead. I can taste vomit in my mouth and my teeth are starting to chatter. I know I ought to be doing something, trying to put her in a recovery position, but I can't for the life of me remember what that is, and I'm scared of touching her. She looks like a heroin awareness poster I was shown in sixth form. Only that girl had been dead for 3 days before anyone found her. I pull my knees in tightly to my chest, bury my head, close my eyes really, really tight, and picture the ambulance, forcing mopeds and four-wheel drives alike off into bus lanes as they come to rescue us. I'm aware that I'm rocking slightly on the spot and whimpering, but I can't seem to stop. After what feels like forever, I hear distant wailing sirens becoming louder and louder. Then blue lights flash on the wall above Gretchen's head. The buzz of the door makes me jump violently, even though I'm waiting for it. I clamber stiffly to my feet and rush across the room. A male voice says my name through the intercom and I press the release for downstairs, saying urgently, "Third floor, we're up here!" Then I hang up and open the front door to the flat. Immediately I can hear feet clattering up the iron stairwell, and then they're here. A man and a woman, both older than me, dressed in green uniforms, moving across to her quickly, taking over.